these little things here are to keep the mesh up. When we pour the concrete, there has to be wire mesh all throughout it, just for support.
Jack Galaktionov is setting concrete sidewalks along the North Nordic end of First Street. The 19-year-old is one of a dozen construction trainees hired by the Petersburg Indian Association for the summer. The tribal government hired the young men onto their seasonal construction work crew to teach them how to run heavy equipment and work ethics, says project manager Eli Lucas.
Construction field is it's hard to get into, and it would be easier for these kids to get in construction field if they had experience, and that's what we're giving them. Not only some of them are college kids, and they may go on to do other things, but they always have this to fall back on.
Lucas adds that the PIA work crew is getting older, and the program introduces new blood and gives younger tribal members a job opportunity near home. The PIA has four trainees in their work crew on First Street pouring concrete, as well as two helping with grading on Three Lakes Loop Road. Another three are working with an excavator on ditches along Twin Creeks Spur Road. Last year, the program repaved the road by Hammer & Wecon Supermarket and put in a railing along the Mitkoff Highway seawall bike path. Some of the trainees see the work as temporary, something that pays the bills, like Galaktionov, a sophomore at Fort Lewis College in Colorado. Meanwhile, others, like 21-year-old Chris Malcolm, see it as the beginning of a career.
For us, that, you know, these us younger guys here that haven't done it before, you know, it's not just a job, you're like learning at the same time. It's almost like going to school, at, you know. It's, yeah, I just think it's a good experience. I like it. I'll do it as long as they'll keep me here.
Malcolm plans to go to school to run heavy equipment. Whatever their career direction, project manager Lucas says his aim in teaching basic construction skills to young men is to instill in them a sense of pride and the ability to apply themselves to a task. Plus, PIA tribal administrator Will Ware adds, the program keeps construction dollars close to home.
And a lot of other communities, a lot of other tribes are hiring out contractors, are hiring out construction companies, or actually the majority of them in Alaska are either bringing in the Bureau of Indian Affairs construction crews or Federal Highway construction crews to come in and do their construction jobs for them. We've chosen to hire our own engineer, to hire our own project manager.
The biggest PIA department in terms of employees is its road crew. The project along First Street will continue through the end of August. In Petersburg, I'm Melanie Kaye.